We do have a number of announcements this morning. First, it's the first Sunday of February. And any birthdays in the month of February? Anyone celebrating a birthday? We invite you to stand and we offer prayers for you. Let us pray. Gracious God, the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, brought great joy to Mary and Joseph. We give you thanks for our friends whose birthdays we celebrate this month. May they ever grow in your faith, hope, and love. We ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Anyone celebrating a wedding anniversary in the month of February? We pray God's blessing upon you as well. Let us pray. Gracious God, during this month we remember with thanksgiving the vows of love and commitment that Anna and Kian have made to each other and to you in marriage. We pray for your continued blessing upon them. May they learn from both their joys and their sorrows and discover new riches in their life together in you. We ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, yesterday was a phenomenal day as we celebrated with Leonard his ordination to the priesthood. For those who weren't here, there were over 400 people here, which was awesome. And it was quite a celebration, I must say. And we wish you many blessings and a very special and poignant moment for any priest is the first opportunity that they have to celebrate the Eucharist. And so this morning at both 8 and 10:30 were the first times when Leonard presided at the Eucharist as a priest in the Church of God. So Father Leonard, we thank you for that and we thank you for leading us in our worship today. There's going to be a group using our facility called the Christopher Leadership. And so I would invite, I think it's Christopher, to come up. And he's going to just share a few words about what the Christopher Leadership course is all about.
Good morning, Reverend, and the congregation of St. George on Yonge. Are you looking for new challenges in life? Well, I encourage you to take one challenge, and that is to take the Christopher Leadership course in effective communication. There was a time when I wasn't as comfortable to be in this position that I am today to speak in front of a group of people. But the Christopher Leadership course changed all that. I remember when I look back to one time when I had would been asked by my aunt to do a reading at her wedding, and it was very, very fearful, very scary thought for me to do that. And I kind of kept that fear with me for a really long time, and that all changed when I took the Christopher Leadership course. The course inspires a lot of confidence in individuals, teaches you the very basics on how to be an effective communicator in front of a group of people. And it really, really made a difference for me. I've recently noticed this a lot at work, especially for me. I just got a promotion, and as part of this promotion, I had to go participate in this workshop with the management team. And while at that workshop, our group had done some discussions, and we needed a volunteer to speak about what we had talked about that day. So I said, you know what, I have the skills and the confidence to do that. I'm gonna get, for one thing, I didn't know many of these management folk, so I had to get up and show my confidence and get them to know who I am. And it actually went really well. I had a number of them come up to me afterwards and say, wow, you know, that was quite courageous of you. And I said, yeah, well, it's all because of the Christopher Leadership course. So how can you join this course? Well, the course is being offered here starting February 25th, which is Thursday, and it'll be like that for a few weeks, each and every week. I encourage you to come see myself or my fellow instructors. We will be meeting you as you exit this service today. Come up. We will definitely answer any questions that you may have, and we really look forward to meeting you. So, looking for a new challenge in life? I encourage you to take the Christopher Leadership course.
Thank you. The others who are here from the Christopher Leadership Program, could you stand up so that we know who you are? And so please do feel free to talk to any of them about the experience of the Christopher Leadership Course. And we're pleased to be offering it here at St. George on Yonge through your leadership. So thank you for that. A couple more quick announcements. Remember that Ash Wednesday is this week, the beginning of Lent. Services at 10:30 in the morning in the chapel and 7:30 in the evening in the chapel. It's the beginning of our Lenten observance. I encourage you to think about coming out to that. The Lenten Quiet Day is next Saturday with Father Brian Hoops from the Order of the Holy Cross. There's a sign-up sheet at the back. I think we've got about 10 people so far coming. I really want to encourage you, though, to come out if you're able to that today. There's no charge. Just bring your own lunch. And it's going to be on the a contemplative rhythm for Lent. I think it'll be a good day to be together. Craig has asked me to remind individuals that if you are to provide a vestry report, that it is due into the office by tomorrow. And he is counting on that so that he can get the report together and we can distribute it in the next couple of weeks before vestry. And Eileen has asked me to remind you that if you can't smell them, there are pancakes. Today we are having our pancake breakfast brunch instead of a pancake supper on Tuesday night. Downstairs, there are still tickets available. Very reasonable. Come and enjoy this time of fellowship together and share in pancakes and sausages. Our recessional hymn is...